Do you know where we're going, Green Lane, today?
Well, we'll go over by Erwin somewhere.
Oh, OK.
Lawrence Robbins is 69 years old. He's had multiple sclerosis since he was 21, but for decades he was able to walk and would spend hours in the countryside. But no more.
This way.
Now he's helped from his wheelchair into a 4x4 vehicle to go for a drive with a friend.
Yeah, well, it is difficult with MS, yeah. You can't walk any distance, and the only way to get out is in a truck that is equipped to handle some of these lanes, these green lanes, which is fantastic. Because wouldn't get to see them at all otherwise.
Lawrence used to drive his own adapted 4x4 on green lanes. These are unclassified roads and byways open to traffic, mostly unsurfaced, no tarmac or concrete, but you still need an MOT, tax and insurance to drive on them. The Green Lane Association says there are more in Powys than other counties in Wales, and for Lawrence, they're a way for him to socialise and enjoy the views.
It makes a big difference being able to get out and about. It's the freedom of being outside and not being locked away in a house somewhere or whatever.
If it wasn't for this, I mean, how would you access the countryside?
Well, I basically wouldn't do, would I? You know, I couldn't.
But the association says its members face restrictions on some routes across Powys because of blocked lanes. Some for natural reasons, such as fallen trees, others which they claim are deliberate. They highlighted one example near the village of Erwood, where they allege the landowner has repeatedly blocked a lane in contravention of the Highways Act. Steve Morgan is a spokesperson for the association.
This is just one of scores of these things happen, 20 or 30 of these all around the county. As we stand now, we're on an unclassified road. It's marked on the OS map with green dots, which means it's Powys Highways' responsibility. He's chained the gates in the past and also done the same there on the other side. There's an act that covers this, and he's in breach of section 137. And that means that he can't block the highway because it would be like somebody blocking the A470.
I spoke with a landowner who said he disputes the status of the lane, but didn't want to do an interview. David Powys Police said a notice under the Highways Act has been issued following a report of an alleged deliberate blocking near Erwood, and local officers are monitoring the situation. The Green Lane Association is calling on local authorities across Wales to ensure routes are kept open, to maintain access for all. Steve Morgan again.
There's a responsibility to make sure these lanes stay open so that people like the gentleman here and many others that are disabled like him still maintain access to the countryside that you and I get.
In a statement, Powys Council acknowledged it has a responsibility to keep roads open and said it doesn't condone unlawful obstructions, but it said preventing them can be complex and it has to balance its response against the available resources. The statement added that the enforcement process can be time-consuming, especially where the legal status of routes is disputed.
Powys is not alone. There are similar issues in other counties and across the border. But Powys has one of the largest rights-of-way and road networks in Wales and is often the focus of disputes about where should be accessible.